Petersburg Mental Health sent out letters to clients this month and announced the change on its website and social media. The nonprofit's founder and director, Susan Omer, says the decision was forced by funding reductions at multiple levels.
We knew it was coming. We've held on longer than most independent nonprofit agencies that run comprehensive behavioral health services. If we're not the last one, we're almost the last one in Alaska.
For most of its existence, Mental Health received funding from the local municipality, annual payments totaling as much as $85,000 for its counseling work and substance abuse treatment. The Borough Assembly zeroed that support out by 2017, and the nonprofit's board agreed to dip into savings to cover expenses. Omer says the organization also saw the end of a $100,000 grant in 2020 and can no longer afford to provide its services. Mental Health looked for a larger health care provider that could take over, considering both the Petersburg Medical Center and the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH. Mark Walker, SEARCH's Director of Behavioral Health, says it made sense for the regional provider to take on that role.
Susan founded and developed an outstanding behavioral health organization that's not only valued in Petersburg, but well-respected throughout the state. So SEARCH was very pleased to be able to work with Susan to help continue this legacy of service to the Petersburg community.
SEARCH has pledged to hire all Petersburg Mental Health employees who wish to continue working there. Walker says they're also planning to expand and will be recruiting for an additional counselor and clinical supervisor.
Except for the expansion of the number of clinical positions, we expect to be providing the same level of service that Petersburg Mental Health had been providing.
Clients will continue with their same provider and can come to the same office, as SEARCH will continue to lease office space in the Petersburg Mental Health building on Fram Street. Mental Health's Omer explains it's not a merger. She's not retiring, and her nonprofit will continue on in some form.
So they're taking over the services and that responsibility and using our staff as a way to maintain stability and then grow from there. But otherwise, Petersburg Mental Health will remain an organization that's active in the community. We're just not sure exactly what that looks like yet, since for the last year we've been obviously occupied with world events and responding to that, as well as wanting to make sure that this goes well. So my focus has been on, I wanted to make sure that everyone had a job and clients were going to get served, and I had hoped that they could be served in the same place.
It's a difficult decision for Omer. She started the Mental Health Center in 1993, her first job after graduating from college. People needing mental health counseling relied on itinerant services before that.
And I arrived learning as much as, learning as much as anyone could as a new graduate. And I just have been blessed with amazing people to work with and an amazing team, and just being able to do good in the community that I love and that I grew up with was the thing I wanted to do with my life.
In her letter to clients, Omer remembers starting out with a part-time receptionist and one room at the local hospital. Petersburg Mental Health will continue on in a smaller office in its building, and Omer says she and the board will be talking over the upcoming year about the future of that nonprofit. SEARCH takes over April 1st. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.